This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers, and thank you so much for joining us. First, we'll look at how discriminatory policies continue to disproportionately affect wealth creation and home ownership in majority Black communities. A recent report from Wisconsin Watch found the state has one of the lowest rates of Black home ownership in the country. The Greater Milwaukee Foundation's newest initiative, called A Milwaukee for All, supports collaborative solutions to create equitable economic opportunities in the city. Dr. Andre Perry will be the guest speaker at the next A Milwaukee for All event. He's a senior fellow with the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program, whose research focuses on the assets available in Black-majority cities. He joins Lake Effect's Mallory Chang, along with Laura Glawi, the Vice President of Marketing for the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. They discuss the event focused on solutions to dismantle structural inequality in our neighborhoods.
It is important that we take a look all together as a community related to how we build a better Milwaukee. And the Greater Milwaukee Foundation has recently rolled out our new strategic vision, which is based on tremendous amount of listening and learning and data that informed that vision. And it's a shared community vision, one that, if you could imagine, really focuses on building a truly welcoming, inclusive community for all people, all races, places, and identities and backgrounds. And we're focused heavily on this new A Milwaukee for All series as a way to really bring people together to really contribute in meaningful ways, because we have so many opportunities in front of us to build thriving cities that will really lift up our whole region. And what we're hoping is that this series of A Milwaukee for All events will attract those who really want to lean into change with us. No one can take on a challenge like this alone. No individual, no institution, no neighborhood. It really, truly will take all of us. And that's where the Greater Milwaukee Foundation feels that this series is going to allow community to lean in together.
And for you, Dr. Perry, your recent scholarship is focused on the impact of policy discrimination. In your recent book, Know Your Price, Valuing Black Lives and Property in America's Cities, you focus on the effects of the deliberate devaluation of six Black majority communities who continue to be impacted by systematic racist housing policies, such as redlining and racial covenants. Recently, the Wisconsin Watch published a report on the wide home ownership gap for people of color in Wisconsin. And according to their report, Wisconsin has one of the lowest Black home ownership rates in the country, with just about 26% of Black residents owning their homes compared to the 72% of white residents who own theirs. This is just one example of the continued impact of these racist policies. What is the continued impact of these policies in the cities that you've researched, and do you see these similarities in Milwaukee?
Oh, absolutely. And again, thanks for having me. My studies generally look at the assets in Black majority neighborhoods and cities, the homes, the businesses, the infrastructures, all the things that can catapult economic and social mobility. And I study and measure the value of those. And one of the most important assets that really determines the conditions in which we live are homes. And so I sought out, in doing the research for my book, Know Your Price, studying the home values in Black majority neighborhoods, comparing them to home values in white neighborhoods. And most people off the top will know intuitively that homes in Black neighborhoods are valued less. But a lot of people will say that's because of education, crime, and other behavioral factors. And so we wanted to control for those, meaning account for those in a study. So we controlled for education, crime, walkability, all those fancy Zillow metrics. And what we found is that homes in Black neighborhoods compared to their equivalent homes in the same kind of social circumstances are valued at 23% less than their white counterparts, about $48,000 per home. Cumulatively, there's about a loss of about $156 billion in equity. And in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Metro specifically, there's a 34% difference, about $36,000 per home. And that's the money that people and communities use to fund schools, to fund policing, to fund infrastructure. So when homes are overall devalued, communities suffer. Whenever something goes wrong in Black communities, we blame Black people. And my research shows that there's systems that devalue and extract wealth from those communities, prohibiting the kind of growth you should see. And so I say all the time, there's nothing wrong with Black people that ending racism can't solve. If we can remove these structural barriers that extract wealth from Black communities, we can start the process of trying to fix Black people and actually get into policy that can improve people's lives.
And Dr. Perry, what are some necessary changes that we need to see? What policy changes are needed to achieve equity?
You know, there's another way to interpret my research, and that is that when people look at Black communities, they see twice as much crime than there actually is. They see worse education than there actually is. And their perceptions come out of the wash, and in this case, home values. But clearly, we also know that other people in the housing market share those same perspectives. And so when it comes to lending, it's not a surprise that people that qualify for better loans get worse ones. It's not surprising that there's still a certain amount of steering among real estate agents and other professionals in housing. And so clearly we need changes in appraising, the price comparison model. What's problematic around that, if you're only comparing homes to others in Black neighborhoods, then you're essentially recycling the discrimination. And so for me, there's lots of areas that we can point our policy focus, but the three that we have to address is lending, appraisals, and a real estate agent behavior, and find ways to hold all of those actors accountable when something goes wrong.
Laura, my next question is for you. How is the Greater Milwaukee Foundation ensuring that they are authentically supporting marginalized Milwaukeeans? How are you centering the voices of the residents who live in the communities that you support?
Right. So together, you know, I mentioned that we've been listening and learning. And before we launched our community vision, we really did and continue to have a model of bringing community together for visioning sessions in neighborhoods that are, you know, existing where there's investment that's needed. Sherman Park, North Division, Harambe, Halyard Park, Bruce Hill, and others are places we've pulled local residents together and really heard what their needs are. And every neighborhood is really different. And from there, we've talked also with our philanthropists and our donor community about how to really reimagine philanthropy and how to make sure that all voices are part of philanthropy so that philanthropy changes and isn't quite as narrow or as exclusive, you know, as it sometimes has been in the past. We need to come together and do things differently to remake systems. So that has been one of the other areas that we have really focused our thought leadership to make sure that we're using research, community voice, a collaborative philanthropy that really understands the community that alongside we'll be committing together on long-term systems change and shaping life and lives in Milwaukee. So programs like the three-part A Milwaukee for All series give us a chance to hear from national perspective and leaders like Dr. Perry. We're so excited to have you with us. And then also it blends about 20 different local leader voices where our community will be going into what is like the on the table conversations that we've had. We've utilized that as a format in the past to create incredible dialogue that move toward deeper understanding together, and then where we can make greater investments together, where we can continue learning together, and where individuals can start to really take personal action to the next level, as well as collective action to the next level.
And my last question is for the both of you. What solutions do you envision come out of this event? What do you hope that folks take away with this?
Well, I think from my perspective, when I talk to communities, they always have ideas and initiatives and solutions that are often very viable, but they're just not invested in and can't get the kind of scale that's needed for change. And so one of the things I'll be offering up is I partner with the Ashoka organization, and we are looking for entrepreneurs, firms, activists who have solutions for housing devaluation. We're going to give up to $1 million worth of prize money to some of the best solutions. And so my belief that there are solutions that come from people who are proximate to the problem. And so from this, I'll be listening for solutions from people to say, hey, let's look at that. Let's encourage it. Let's refine it and see if we can get it to scale.
And I would add to that, that, we know we have a clear vision for a Milwaukee for All, and it is within reach and work has already begun. We know that our community is of size where our strength is big enough to marshal significant resources and ideas, yet small enough to make that change at scale. So, what we're hoping comes out of this is that our community stakeholders really engage in a way that creates a vision that's a reality. Our pace will be faster, our resolve is going to be sharper, and our urgency greater. Really, we're going to be able to lay out a pathway where people can plug in at different individual levels of interest to continue, again, they're learning more, strategic philanthropy needs to be coordinated more, and then also, how we can work together on some of the ideas and solutions that people will raise on June 25th.
Thank you to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Andre Perry is a senior fellow with the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program and the author of Know Your Price, Valuing Black Lives and Property in America's Black Cities. Dr. Perry will be the featured guest for the upcoming event with A Milwaukee for All on June 25th. Laura Glawi is the Vice President of Marketing for the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. They spoke with Lake Effect's Mallory Chang. You can learn more about the A Milwaukee for All series at WUWM.com. There you'll also find more on Wisconsin Watch's reporting on the home ownership gap for people of color in Wisconsin.